Newark Public Schools Superintendent Cammie Anderson says she will no longer attend monthly school board meetings. As a state-controlled district, she reports to New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and the board only has an advisory role. New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez reports.
Local school board meetings can get heated, but in Newark, they're known for getting really nasty. They can draw more than 500 parents and community members who direct all their anger at Superintendent Cammie Anderson.
You act like we live in a state of martial law.
That's parent Natasha Allen from a couple weeks ago during the public comments. It got personal when she derided Anderson about the superintendent's own biracial child.
I'm trying to figure out, like, do you not want for your brown babies what we want for ours?
The superintendent's face turned red. She shook her head repeatedly, patting her chest and mouthing, "Not my family."
Uh-oh, she's coming apart, y'all. She's coming apart. She's coming.
Cammie Anderson gathered her papers and walked off the stage.
Woo! Tasha, you got her! You got her, girl!
Now, the superintendent says she won't return to the school board meetings at all.
I'm all for vigorous debate and dialogue and disagreement because it is my belief that big changes happen when people are willing to engage in tough conversations. But they have to be productive and focused on kids.
Instead, the district will now videotape its monthly update and post it online and on Newark's cable network.
I have never seen a superintendent simply say, "I'm not talking to the community." And this is a real problem.
Randy Weingarten is the president of the American Federation of Teachers. It's a union. She wrote a letter to Governor Christie this week criticizing the lack of access to the superintendent. She called for a return to local control. Newark schools have been run by the state since 1994.
Her boss is not the community, but her boss is the governor of the state of New Jersey.
In a district-run system, the superintendent reports to an elected school board. If the community doesn't like how schools are being run, they throw out the board at the next election. In a state-controlled system like Newark, the governor appoints the superintendent, and the board just has an advisory role. Antoinette Baskerville-Richardson is the chair of the school advisory board in Newark. She says the frustration is that parents don't have much sway over what Cammie Anderson does or how their schools are run.
Saying that you care about people's children, but you don't respect the parents of those children enough to let them have any input into plans that are going to possibly change the school that they go to. That's the arrogance.
The superintendent's plan for the district has been controversial. She's promoted privately run charter schools, promised to close failing schools, consolidate schools. Baskerville Richardson wants Cammie Anderson at the meetings, but the superintendent's absence at this week's meeting may have actually had its benefits.
At the end of the day, what actually happened is that there was a much more orderly, functional meeting than we're able to have when the superintendent is there because there is so much anger directed at her.
The district says that the few hundred parents who attend the board meetings are not representative of the parents and guardians of the 40,000 students in the district. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.